5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Sports Hour. Listening to WNYO Sports Hour with your hosts, Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd back with you today on this Wednesday. I don't really know what else to say other than for the intro. Brandon Ladd, how are we feeling?
Feel well. I think we're doing better than the 76ers. So I am positive.
You know, I don't think that takes a lot, but I said to you today that I said to you today when you walked in here, I actually said to our good friend Jordy, who is out tabling right now for the what is going on here? Career fair or internship fair?
Yeah.
She asked me how I was, and I said I'm running out of gas. That's gonna be the title of today's pod. It's gonna be running out of gas.
Yeah.
Up at 8:30 this morning to head to Syracuse to talk to Garrett Schrader about Tommy DeVito leaving. Actually, Jonathan Singh, one of my internship advisors, he's the sports reporter over there at CNY, asked him, you know, what was your relationship with Tommy? Were you guys, you know, always talking about, talking in the quarterback room? Were you guys going out to lunch and stuff like that? And Trader was like, no, not really. he's a hard worker. He's a good quarterback, and gave some, you know, BS answer. And we get in the car, and John goes, you can tell Garrett Schrader and Tommy DeVito were not friends. We're never friends, never intended on being friends, and never spoke to each other outside of practice or the game.
Which is pretty interesting.
It's fair.
It's the way it gets.
That's the way it goes when you're supposed to be the second coming of Christ and then you lose your job to some kid from Mississippi. Mississippi or Mississippi State?
Schrader, Mississippi State.
Yeah, it's Mississippi State, right? Yeah. Mississippi or Mississippi State.
Ready for my favorite headline of the week?
From
ESPN, Jaylen Brown, with inhaler app ready, in Celtics lineup.
What's wrong with Jaylen Brown?
I guess his lungs are all messed up.
Why? This seems like, I mean, I'm not a Celtics fan or follow them that closely, but this seems alarming.
He had COVID a couple weeks ago. Okay. So he said the most concerning was my breathing. I had to really focus to get my breath kind of back to normal, but the more I focused on it, the better I was.
He's going to look like a kid with asthma with the pollen count high tonight against the Knicks, I guess.
I guess he is. I think he'll get 3 minutes into the game and they'll be rushing the inhaler out to him.
Are they in Boston tonight?
Let me see here.
We should know this, but it's been a day.
No, they're MSG.
I woke up at 8:30, drove to Syracuse, drove back, went to class, and now I'm here.
Yeah, they're in MSG.
But I did mention to you, I did lose it a battle with Fajita Grill today.
Oh, really?
I'm driving back. I'm like, I'm hungry. I gotta get something to eat. And I was like, what do I have at home? I'm like, I can make the mac and cheese. I could make this. I could make that. And I'm like, I got 40 minutes. I'm like, I really don't want to cook anything. And I'm like, do I really have the money to go to Fajita Grill? I pull in the Fajita Grill parking lot. I open my bank account. I'm like, should I really be doing this? And then I was like, you know what? And I lost the battle, and I went and I got Fajita Grill. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need it, you know?
No, you need a little pick-me-up.
You need a little pick-me-up. Definitely need a little bit pick-me-up.
Me and Brian did not make it to the library in time.
Yeah. No, and Brian didn't. Yeah. No one's making it anywhere. It's day by day, week by week at this point. Trying to get through as hockey season is and, you know, getting into full swing here in the media orgs. All right, let's talk about what happened last night. The new Brooklyn Nets. I almost called them the New Jersey Nets. The Brooklyn Nets. See, folks, I'm running out of gas. I'm telling you. I'm getting to that point. It's been 10 months of straight go. The Brooklyn Nets, they get blown out. They looked like they were out of gas from the start last night. They get blown out 127-104. My mother actually texted me and said the Nets are going to blow this. And I said, oh, there's no Kyrie. And she goes, they need to learn to do it without him.
I've been saying that for a while. They need to learn to do it without him. But this game got closer a little bit, and then the Bucks kind of pulled away going into the fourth quarter. I guess it's expected when the defending champs come out motivated. Giannis, 32, 14, and 7. That's going to get the job done. Chris Middleton had 20. Pat Connaughton had 20. And one of their newer players out of Louisville, actually.
Jordan Nwora.
Nwora, second round pick last year. He had 15 points as well. So not a bad way for the Bucks to start. But the focus on the Nets, KD and Harden played okay. So I guess that's fine.
Let me ask you a question, Brandon.
Yeah.
Why did Bruce Brown play 4 minutes?
When everybody talks
it's not hurt. No, I can tell you that.
When everybody talks about how Bruce Brown needs to be the third guy to step up, it's kind of funny.
He's not playing.
No.
He didn't play. He was arguably like fourth or fifth best player on that team last year, and he didn't play. Played 4 minutes last night.
Take a circle Patty Mills' names, though.
Patty Mills, 29 minutes.
Yes, 21 points. Can he be the new Spencer Dinwiddie? Potentially.
Maybe, but... Yeah. Patty Mills actually played really well last night. 29 minutes, 7 for 11, 7 for 7 from beyond the arc. He had 21 points off the bench. He was actually the second leading scorer for the Brooklyn Nets last night. Durant with 32, Harden with 20. Harden gets off to a little bit of a slow start, 6 for 16 to start the year, but 4 for 8 from 3 for Harden. Listen, I mean, you know, you're going to have to figure out how to do it without Kyrie, and they're not off to a good start against the Bucks. It's only game one. You got 81 more to go, but still. A little bit concerning. The Bruce Brown thing, I think, honestly, the Bruce Brown thing is the most concerning thing for me.
Most shocking thing, Bruce Brown's one, Paul Millsap getting 5 minutes. LaMarcus Aldridge, I won't make an Aspirin Bear joke, but 16 minutes.
Yeah. Nash, what are we?
No, I don't know.
What are we doing here, buddy?
Mindset is.
Yeah. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Lots of hockey action last night as well. Brandon Ladd, the Sabres are 3-0.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking. They played really well last night. We had that on in the Gonian office when I was in there for a bit. And Ethan Stinson, our Laker Review editor, is a big Sabres fan, so he's loving it. So
I'm sure Luke Owen, I'm sure all the Sabres fans are loving it, because how long is this possibly going to last, you know?
Yeah, we'll give it another week or two.
Yeah, I mean, we will see. And it, you know, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, they had 5 different guys score last night against the Vancouver Canucks, who fall to 1-2-1 on the air. But the Sabres, 3-0. They win 5-2 last night, and their next game, well, they got a real test. It's going to be against the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, so we'll figure out what the Sabres got. They made a big trade with the Bruins last year midseason, so I'm sure that game will mean a bit to them, but even more shocking, the Devils are 2-0, Aaron.
Yes, the New Jersey Devils are 2-0 last night. Liam and I watched a little bit of this game last night while we were waiting for... while we were waiting to do our live hits last night for sports broadcasting. And I got to say, the Devils did look pretty good. Kraken, you know, I don't think we're going to be seeing a Vegas Golden Knights type year out of the Seattle Kraken this year. I'm trying to remember who, there was one amazing pass, an amazing goal, or no, that, you know what
it was,
that was? That was the Islanders game. That was the Islanders game that we
watched. That's when watched you were watching hockey with me.
Yes, that's when I was. I watched a lot of hockey last night. Look at that. But the Devils, they do get a win. They looked pretty good. You know, they looked okay. Their goalie, the goalie for the Devils, his name is escaping me. Yeah, is that it? Am I on the Devils here? Yeah, Benier. What? How do you say his name? Liam's in the office. Liam, if you're out there and you're still listening and you want to come tell me how to pronounce this goalie's name, that's perfectly fine. But he looked fantastic, and Liam looked at me last night and said, that kid could play.
Yeah, I know they're very high on their goalie. The game we watched together, though, Islanders looked fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah,
on
the Islanders
ESPN.
Looked good. It looked like they finally, it looked like they're finding their footing a little bit. Granted, they played the Blackhawks, who are now 0-3-1 on the year, but the Islanders scored 4 goals. And who was the goal in the past that we, Oliver, it was Oliver, I gotta, wow,
it's
I
Wahlstrom.
Can't see. Wahlstrom, yeah. Oliver, yes. Wahlstrom. Was he the one that scored the goal or made the pass?
He was the one that scored it. The guy, no, maybe. Pageau made the pass.
Yes, yeah, it was, yes. Pageau. Yeah, Pageau has been everything the Islanders have wanted and more since that trade. What was it? God, we must have been sophomores when
we
they made that
sophomores.
Trade.
We were sophomores.
Yeah, so a year and a half. Year and yeah. a half of J.G. Pageau, and he's been everything the Islanders could have ever wanted.
He honestly has a plus-minus of 2 last night, the beautiful assist. It's amazing what he can do without really taking shots or scoring goals. He had a major effect on that game last night. Sorokin for the Islanders. 39 saves. He faced 40 shots, only allowed 1 goal. So this game could have been very different.
No, it could have been very different. The Islanders get a win. They're first of the year. They are 1-2 on the year. The Blackhawks fall to 0-3-1. All right, we are going to take a quick break. little bit of a couple different things to get to today. A little bit more on the Nets, maybe a little bit of Knicks, some QBR grades, which Brandon and I haven't done a Pro Football Focus study on quarterbacks this year yet. So I'm sure we'll take a look at that as well. No Hot Corner today, so it is just us for your Wednesday WNYO sports lineup. Knicks Celtics tonight at 7:30. I imagine over on MSG. I don't think that one's nationally televised.
It's on ESPN.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Good for the Knicks. I guess it makes sense. They were the 4 seed last year. Celtics looking to make a come up this year. All right. We're going to take a quick break and a lot to come here on Sports Hour. You're listening to WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. We couldn't get to the. I guess we'll let him play until it gets to that part. But this was your song choice. Liam is here in the office, and he didn't give me the name of that goalie.
Tasteless.
Well, that's tasteless, Liam. And I'm sure all the office is laughing.
You know
right
what
now,
was questionable?
What?
To
the top if you wanna rock and roll. What?
It was questionable today. I'm pulling out of our parking lot. Like
which parking lot?
At Lakeside Commons. Yeah. Like so, it was the first time I've been home. So it was like 2:45. And there's just a random TJ Maxx bag in the parking lot. A day after, there was just random Topps bags in the parking lot. So I'm
there's no Topps anywhere near Oswego.
I know, it was as questionable as it gets.
Like the nearest Topps might be 40 minutes away.
I don't even know if it is. Like,
that's strange.
No,
that Topps thing is strange.
I was alarmed.
TJ Maxx not that strange.
Yeah, but like, why are your bags in the parking spots?
I don't know. Why is?
Why do we do anything?
Yeah, why do we do anything? You know? What's the meaning of life? Somebody's got to tell me what it is. Cause running out of gas! Running out of gas, folks. Absolutely running out of gas. All right. Brooklyn last night tipped off their season. It was the NBA tip-off last night. By the way, the Lakers also taking an L last night.
Yeah.
Rough debut for Russell Westbrook.
Russell
Westbrook.
Yes, got that from Skip
Westbrook
Bayless.
He's such a funny player to me because everybody loves him,
yeah.
Right? But he's kind of a jerk. He's like the only jerk in the NBA that everybody loves. Like everybody universally, for the most part, really likes Russell Westbrook. But he's kind of a jerk, and because everybody likes him, he's overrated.
Yeah, but let's say this about Westbrook. He's a good teammate from what we know. Like, he's a selfish player at times, but it seems like people love him in the locker room. He's a good defender, he's a good passer, and he helps you on the board. So, like, you can't get rid of him. Like, I just don't get it because, yeah. Like, he just shoots teams out of games. I've seen it so many times.
He's, like, one of the biggest, like, NBA anomalies there is. Hall of Famer. 100%. He kind of changed the game in his own right in changing that like triple doubles don't mean anything anymore, right?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of point guards we know now can get a triple double.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of players can get a triple double if they really want to. I'm trying to get the exact numbers here from Westbrook last night. I got them right here. Russell Westbrook, 35 minutes, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 8 points. Not what we're used to seeing out of him. LeBron and AD, 33 and 34 points a pop.
Good for them. They're going to have to do that all year.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to have to do it. How is Melo? In 26 minutes, gosh. Westbrook and Melo are playing a ton of minutes here, and we're doing 9 and 8 points each for them?
Yeah, they got to figure that out. West, the most alarming stat of the night, Lakers outscored by 23 points in the 35 minutes that Westbrook was on the court.
Draymond Green... 8-6-6 or 6-6-8 for Draymond Green last night. And what was the thing we were freaking out about?
Andre Iggy's Iguodala. Back.
Yeah, Iggy's back. That one slipped past us somehow. No idea how he got there. No idea why he's back, but he's back. And that one slipped. That one got past you, Brandon.
No, it did. Like I'm watching that game, and I was like, when, how, why?
Like, what are we doing? What? You know, did I just wake up from a dream? What's happening?
I thought it was a fever dream. If you look down the box score, Gary Payton's back in the NBA.
Yeah, Gary Payton's back in the NBA, and you know, all is right with the world once again. But to get back to Brooklyn, I mean, here's the deal. They're going to have to play without Kyrie Irving for a good chunk of this season. But honestly, like, I don't even know if that's necessarily the problem because they did it so much last year. I don't know if the Bucks, you know, I don't really know what to take away from this game. If I'm being honest, you know, we like to be honest around here. My biggest takeaway from this game is that Bruce Brown played 4 minutes. That's it. That's really what I took away. And that could have, that honestly could be the difference.
No, I think that's the biggest takeaway there. Will this matter at the end of the season? Absolutely not. Nobody will even remember this game. We won't even talk about it. Only thing we're going to talk about is how many games the Bucks and Nets took from each other. Right now, the Bucks lead the season series 1-0.
They play four times or three?
They'll probably play four times.
Well, how does the NBA... I know you play the teams in your division four times.
Yes, so it depends, like... 12 of the team, or 10 of the teams in your conference, you play four times, and then five, you play like three. So I don't have the exact numbers on me right now, but they're going to play three or four times.
Because I know there are teams in the West that you play the West Coast teams two times if you play them. Like if you're playing the Warriors this year, you're going to play them twice.
And I kind of forget how it was because we haven't had an 82.
But the NBA doesn't have a strict rule thing. Like they want ratings to go up. So like the Cavs and Warriors, when LeBron was there, they were always going to play each other no matter what.
Yes.
Because that everybody wanted to watch that.
Yeah. So the way I think about this, we haven't had an 82-game season. This season's going to play a bit
We haven't had an 82-game season in a while. We had a 72-game season. 82-game season with a play-in.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. I saw those standings the other day, and I'm like, do we really need 66% of the teams
really
in each conference?
Do we really need Colin Sexton, who's going to win 25 games this year in the playoffs? Like, do we need
that? No, we don't need that.
Like, you know. But again, biggest... I mean, I guess Patty Mills is a pretty big takeaway, too. 29 minutes and 21 points. I mean, that's what they signed him to do.
Yeah, we like microwaves.
Yeah, they signed him to come in and get points off the bench, and that's exactly what he did. He was their second leading scorer last, and he outscored James Harden. The Nets are going to be fine. 104 points, I guess, is a little bit scary. Is the defense going to be a problem again? Because you can't be letting up 127 points a game, which is what they were doing last year, and look what ended up happening.
Yeah, I mean, I think the offense will catch up to the defense whenever you have Kevin Durant and James Harden. That's not a huge worry to me right now. It's hard to keep the Bucks under 125, in all honesty. So a thing to think about here, though, is how many games, at what point in the season does Steve Nash try to win these games? Because they got within 4 points last night, and Steve Nash pulled the starters.
Yeah.
So, and KD and Harden only played 30 minutes, where they could have played 40.
Yeah, Kevin Durant, 30 minutes last night. James Harden, 31 minutes last night. I mean, you know, in a game like this, Durant and Harden got to be out there for at least 36 minutes.
But right? They don't care about him.
No.
They honestly don't
this
care
is the
about
way,
him.
No, I don't understand this new way. Like, LeBron. LeBron plays 40 minutes a game. He's playing 40 minutes,
yeah,
and that's the end of the discussion,
yes,
and he's going to win games that way.
Yes.
But with everybody else, like with Durant, with Giannis, that was like one of the bigger problems the Bucks had and why they probably didn't win championships for so many years. They're playing like 29, 30 minutes a game.
Yeah.
And in the NBA, that can't happen. You know, Michael Jordan was playing 40 minutes a game every night. Not to be the guy that says everything was better in the old days, but in the NBA, you got five players on the court. If you can keep your best guy to take as many shots as you want on the court to the max every game to win it, you have to do that. Right?
I'll say this, though. It's a weird transition. Some coaches are really good at this. Some coaches are really bad at this. I think Steve Nash is probably going to be one that's really bad at this. How weird is it to be pressing the throttle 75% all regular season and try to turn it up to 100?
In the playoffs, right?
Like, it's usually what is teams' downfalls.
Yeah. I mean, it's game one. Maybe we're overreacting. But again, Bruce Brown playing four minutes just seemed a little bit off last night. I mean, Kevin Durant did his thing. 32 points.
Well, it's all about 11 matchups. 11. Javon Carter played 19 minutes. Defensive specialist, even though he was a -29.
I forgot Javon Carter was on the Nets.
-29. This might be the last time we see him.
I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily true. But Nets, they take a big loss last night, 127-104. There was another point I wanted to make, and it like, Joe Harris, $18 million for 9 points. Really, Joe?
Well, he went 3 of 5 from three.
Come on, Joe. Come on. No, Kyrie. Got to get this man the ball more. They paid him a lot of money.
They didn't.
They paid him a lot of money.
It all balances out. He'll get 27 one time this week, and it all balances out.
This is what I have to say about Joe Harris making $18 million for 9 points. Come on.
I can't stand you.
Gotta play it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to discuss the MLB playoffs. It is getting crazy. We haven't talked about the playoffs in a minute, and with no Hot Corner Day, we'll give you that baseball fill. Plus, we got a little bit of football coming up later in the show. By the way, Carlos Carrasco didn't mention this. It's not in the rundown. I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. Carlos Carrasco, elbow surgery today.
Ooh.
Had to remove not a UCL tear, so it's not as scary, but he got like a loose bone removed from his elbow.
That's horrible.
He'll be ready for spring training. Food for thought for you, Mets.
Is he going to make the roster?
Yes. Carlos Carrasco, the All-Star? Yes. He will. The pass to All-Star, he will make the...
The pass? Cookie Carrasco was not an All-Star this year.
No, but in the past, he's been an All-Star, and they are paying him a decent chunk of money. He will make the team.
You guys got to get better.
Well, just re-sign Marcus Stroman. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will discuss the MLB playoffs. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker.
Mike, I got to say it.
Sports Hour, Wednesday, October 20th. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd for you. This is a great song. And from a great movie, and from a movie with a great soundtrack.
They do have a legendary soundtrack.
It's 2005 Cars. Listen to this song. So good. So good. We gotta go. Let me look up this soundtrack because it is so good. Everybody should go listen to this soundtrack at some point. Real Gone, Route 66, Life is a Highway, Our Town, Find Yourself, and then the other songs are just instrumentals. Yes, this is Cheryl. This is in fact Cheryl Crow, as my mother just texted me. But this song is great. And this is a great movie. What's your favorite Pixar movie of all time?
Because
I got to be honest.
Monsters, Inc.
Really?
Yes.
Cars is up there for me. Probably Toy Story 2 is number one.
Wall-E's really good.
Wall-E's Pixar?
Yeah, Wall-E's Pixar.
Well, the producer is telling us that Wall-E is Pixar. let me see here. Cars, yeah, the 2006. I haven't seen Soul yet, but I heard that one is like... That one is unbelievable. Ratatouille is incredible. Up. I'm not a big fan. This is kind of a hot day. Yeah, Wall-E is Pixar. I'm not as big a fan of Up as some other people are. I guess it's just too upsetting for me to watch. Incredibles, incredible movie. All the Toy Stories are good. Toy Story 1, 2, 3, and 4 are all fantastic. Right?
Yeah, I like to...
Incredibles 2 is really good, too.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with Toy Stories.
Everything they make is just
I haven't seen The Incredibles in a hot minute.
Yeah, no, The Incredibles is really good. Like, really, really good. But the Cars soundtrack might be the greatest Pixar soundtrack of all time. It might be. It's up there. But Real Gone and Sheryl Crow, that song fires me up every single time. I rediscovered that song and really that soundtrack this summer, and it is... Fantastic.
How do you just rediscover that soundtrack? Did you watch the movie or no?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch the movie. I was just like, I think I remember I was like laying in bed and I was just thinking about like different movies, like trying to get myself to fall asleep. And I was like, what was that song that like I like absolutely loved in a kid and would play all the time? And I was like, let me look up the car soundtrack. And I played the first song, and I was like, yeah. and it was Real Gone, and that was that was it. And I listened to it all summer. It's so good. Just fires you up. Fires me up on a Wednesday where we're running out of gas here. Let's talk about the MLB playoffs. Now, I have been of a big mantra here at WNYO Sports, around the WNYO offices, really around everywhere, Brandon, that if I must suffer, all people must suffer. Let's go, Astros.
Where I'm different. I'm cheering for my friends, Jake Johnson and Ryan Rudman here.
Why are you... Jake, fine, but why... You're a Yankees fan.
I get that, but still, I like seeing my friends happy.
No, I was listening to a podcast today, the Metrospective with Tim Britton and Ted Berg. And they were talking about teams that Mets fans should root for in the postseason. And it was a little bit of an older podcast, so there were obviously like the White Sox and Brewers were the obvious choices. Of course, both those teams got eliminated. But Ted's like, you know, Ted kind of said something very similar to me. Obviously, you know, they're not rooting for the Braves. He's a Mets fan. Mm-hmm. Tim's the beat writer, so he's not a fan. But he grew up a Mets fan, so like, he's a little bit biased.
But he had experience Providence Red Sox area.
Yeah,
as
he
well.
Went. Yeah, he was at the Providence Journal with the Red Sox for a little bit, and then when the Athletic was getting beat writers, he applied, got the job. He's great. Tim Britton's pretty.
So did he say he's rooting for the Red Sox or no?
He's got a little bit of bias towards the Red Sox, but Tim was like, you know, I don't really, you know, I used to be a pretty big fan of the Red Sox, and like this is very similar to me. And then he's like, and then I started hanging out with Red Sox fans. And I don't want them to, you know, I don't want them to have success. So I can't be rooting for them. I'm literally in the exact same boat. Don't like the Dodgers. Don't at all. So the only thing is, you know, and that's the other thing. The Astros, you know, back in 2017, before we knew all this stuff about them, really likable team. Carlos Correa might have been my favorite player in the major leagues my senior year of high school. I mean, the dude is still can hit. Alex Bregman is a super fun player to watch. Jose Altuve is super fun to watch. And yet now all this like negative energy is around them. And it sucks because, you know, they would be the obvious, easy team to root for and everybody hates them. But I'd rather have chaos. I enjoy the chaos in sports.
If they didn't take 2017 away from the Yankees, which I don't even think they did, I can get shot for that one. But
do not say that around any super Yankee
fans.
Let
me not say that around Michael Gross.
Yes, no, but don't say it around Michael Gross.
Logical thought here, the Yankees overperformed that year and the Astros were the better team anyways. But I've always liked the Astros roster construction.
Everybody did. Because they were smart. The way they did it was so smart, and they brought in all these great guys, and they ruined it all.
And they weren't even that bad for that long. They kind of quietly did it. It was like 4 years,
Look up the 2012 Astros record right now, and you will be like, oh, yeah, I forgot that, you know.
Back when they had
double A players playing in the major leagues.
They were still hiding in the NL Central at that point.
Yeah, they were still. Yeah, when they were still back in the NL Central, that is unbelievable. Yeah, 55-107.
Yep,
not good.
Two managers couldn't even finish out the
year. It's terrible. So bad.
Yikes! Yeah, they were.
I don't even recognize like, who was on this team? Jason Castro and Carlos Lee. Good Lord.
Carlos Lee was a good player back in the day.
Yeah, he was 36 on this team.
J.D. Martinez was not J.D. Martinez yet.
And Jose Altuve wasn't Jose Altuve yet.
Jed Lowry was good.
What did he hit that year? Altuve hit 280, 290,
was
actually.
That his rookie
He was 22. Was this his rookie year?
Let's see. Nope, 2011.
No, he only played 57 games. He got, I guess he did get over
the minimum.
What is it, 125 at bats?
Yes.
Yeah, so he got over the 125 at bats. So, yeah, it wasn't his rookie year. He was an All Star in 2012. Wow.
Interesting.
Didn't even know that. I didn't even, because I don't really remember Altuve until we got to
the
2017 era.
Because he couldn't hit home runs, and then something happened.
Yeah, something changed. What do you think happened there, lad? Oh, my God. In 2019. 31 homers. Oh, my God.
So his first 4 years in the league, and this is a ton of plate appearances. He always led the MLB in plate appearances. He had a combined 21 home runs.
Yeah.
And now he's eclipsed that four times in single seasons.
What did he? How many homers did he hit this year? He had 31 again. Dude, what happened? What's going on?
I don't know.
Some fishy.
5'5" people can't take steroids.
Dude, how do you go from, you know, 2019, fine. 2019, fine, because you have that short porch and, what is it, left field? Short porch and left field, a little bit of a high fence, but still a short porch, and then you get the juice ball. But still, 2021, dead ball, 31 homers, Jose Altuve? Come on.
He changed launch angle.
Come on.
He changed launch angle. Let me see if Minute Maid changed their dimensions at any point.
No, they didn't. Well, all right, they did, because they took out the hill.
Okay, that had no effect. Nobody was hitting home runs out there anyways.
It was like 450 out there. like 450, and then like people were tearing ACLs when they did try and go up there. As the studio continues to
Yes, it does.
Studio continues. Well, all right, we've talked about the Astros enough. I mean, we didn't even get to the best part. This game last night between the Dodgers and Braves. Dodgers aren't done. And they and they proved it last night. I thought they were done when they went down 5-2. And then Cody Bellinger, who has had one of the biggest fallouts I've ever seen in the history of Major League Baseball, with a three-run bomb to tie it. And the Dodgers go on to win after a clutch hit by Mookie Betts in the eighth inning as well. And they go on to win 6-5. They are going to play tonight. They're the 8 o'clock game tonight over on TBS. Astros, Red Sox getting started in just about an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how they played at 2 p.m. West Coast time yesterday.
Yes.
A bit more traditional today. I think both games are going to be really good again. Sale against Valdez for the Houston-Boston matchup.
This is must win for the Red Sox.
No, they're not coming back if they lose.
And I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Going back to I don't care about the cheating. Forget the cheating for a second. Going back to Minute Maid for two games, and you got to win both of them? Yeah, no, you're not doing that. No. No way, right?
No, you're not doing that.
No, no, not a chance.
Absolutely not. I'll say this. It gets dangerous for the Braves. If it goes 2-2, I don't think.
If the Dodgers win tonight, it's scary. That's
scary hours.
That's scary hours for the Braves. Braves are throwing TBD out there tonight. Dodgers are going with Urias, who has not been good this postseason. In three games, he's got 10 innings pitched. Wait, why does it say... Hold on. When you click on... Yeah. I just dropped my... Wow, we are a disaster today. I just dropped my phone. When it says he has an ERA of 18, but then you click on him, and it says he has a 3.6 ERA. That's so weird.
No, that's for the series.
Oh, you're right.
Yep.
You're right. You're right about that. So he hasn't pitched a whole lot this series, is what I gather.
And undecided has not pitched yet this series.
Yes, and TBD.
Well.
We're going to
see what happens.
We're going to see what happens with that one.
Is it just me?
TBD and I guess no. I guess
it's a bullpen game.
They're the 8 o'clock. Well, they're the 8 o'clock game. I was like, wait, why haven't they listed a starter an hour and a half before the game? But they got a little bit more time.
It hurts even more that the Yankees aren't here at the moment.
No. Dude,
like they would be
sucks.
I feel like if there was one team in the AL that played up to expectations, they would be.
I know. I've been trying to tell all you Yankee fans this for years. And everybody just keeps telling me the Yankees roster is overrated. Look what you did in 2017 and 18. You didn't change a whole lot with the offense.
No. I think it got to their heads or something. I don't know what happened.
No, your manager's an idiot and you're bringing him back for another year. That's the issue. I'm telling you, that's the issue.
3 years.
We'll see what happens there. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some football. I traded for Josh Jacobs, by the way. I didn't get your reaction on that.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I traded Christian Kirk in your sixth.
So you oversold Kirk because he had 18 points?
Yes, he had 18 points.
That's smart.
And
I like that.
Sold, yeah. And
running backs are hard.
Yep.
It's like rain.
And Kareem Hunt just went on the IR. So, yes, I was able to grab Jacobs.
It's like rain in California.
Yes.
It's hard to find.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to find. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll talk about some football next. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network.
Cross between a zombie apocalypse and Bobby the brain cleaning, which is probably the same reason I wrestle with mania shades and it's dumb posse up considering.
Welcome back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9 FM, the Laker Radio Network. We don't have any Eminem. Barely any.
No.
You got this song. You've got The Real Slim Shady. You've got My Name Is. And I think that's it. We've got Forgot About Dre, which is a Dr. Dre song.
Can I say how soft MYO is?
Okay. I don't know about
that. We can't
that.
Say alcohol but in a song.
Yeah, that one's interesting. I don't know if I've ever heard alcohol beat out before in a song.
Me neither. Like,
I didn't know that was like a thing. I mean, listen, I'm not the one to talk to you about this. That's the music advisory board. But it is interesting. Well, it could be a law that we just don't know about.
Yeah, it could be. No,
but don't
right.
They say drugs on air?
They do.
Like 93Q when Come and Go or Wishing Well came out.
Yeah.
They didn't bleep out taking drugs.
No, they didn't. Because there would be no song left if they did.
we wouldn't be able to play the song.
93 Q's edgy, though. I'm kind of learning that. Like,
what?
No,
93 Q is the most non-edgy station I think I've ever heard.
No, like some
in
of
my
their
life.
Evening commentary.
That's it. You know what I discovered about
what?
That? Tommy Slatak told me this.
Yeah.
That night show where there's like five of them.
Yeah.
That's a national syndicated show.
Oh, we should have known better.
That they pick up.
That one host.
And Tommy like knows one of them.
Gotcha.
Somehow.
That one host is trash.
No, but like the thing about it is I didn't think it was a good show at all.
Yeah, it's
like,
nationally syndicated.
And it's nationally syndicated. Yeah.
You can get away with more nationally syndicated.
What does that mean?
No, like it's not gonna fit every single demographic.
Yeah, but it fits their demographic, but I just didn't think the hosts were very good. But apparently they are, according to America.
I guess.
According
to who, well, they relate well to the key demographic.
Right. But yes. I think, like, if we had a music show, I feel like we could do an okay job. Or, like, I don't know what I'm saying. But the point is, I didn't think that show was that good, and I thought it was just five dopes from Syracuse in the 93Q station, and it's a nationally syndicated show.
So that would be the equivalent of you, me, Jake,
yeah,
it'd be
like
Kevin Bennett, and Brian.
Coming on from like 8 to 1 a.m.
Yes.
And just like playing random music and talking about random stuff.
Yeah.
That's what the show is.
Interesting, outlandish comments.
I don't even know what it's called.
Why did we even go to school?
Right.
Yeah.
We could.
Like, that seems like an easy path.
We could just put up a microphone in our living room.
Yeah.
Do that. And
like, they probably don't even go to a studio anymore. They're on Zoom.
Yeah, I'm sure they're back in the studio now.
Yeah.
But
Stern never came back. I find that funny.
Really?
He's like
a
germaphobe.
He's still in
so
his
like,
home.
They'll do a Zoom. He's sitting in his basement and everybody else is in there.
But
he's a billionaire.
He's got a lot of money and has the money to bring stuff in. So like I don't have the money to do that.
Yeah, what, he just signed a new $700 million contract with SiriusXM, which is wild.
I can't keep up anymore. I barely keep up with awful announcings stories anymore.
I'm kind of mad they don't announce the hockey announcers on my
on announcer
Twitter.
Schedules.
Yeah,
they don't.
They don't. It's frustrating. They announce every
it's
other
just,
sport.
It's just baseball and football and basketball.
Yeah, and then all college sports.
Really, they don't do hockey even with the new ESPN deal.
Yeah, no, they'll even do college.
I didn't know that. I didn't notice that because I follow them too.
Yeah, I've even seen them do college baseball.
Right. I was telling Jonathan today, Jonathan Singh at CNY, that it's very funny that we're all like, you know, he was talking about everything going on over there and the shutdown and stuff. And I'm like, we're all like super nerds. Like, you know, we're like fascinated how everything is like shut down and how you guys are doing everything. He's like, that's a little weird. I'm like, yeah, it's 100% weird, but it's fascinating.
It's fascinating.
All right, let's get into some. This is actually one of my favorite things to do with you is talk about some pro football focus grades and QBR grades for the season so far. You put a picture here on the dock, and it gives the QBRs of are these grades or QBRs?
QBRs.
So these are the QBRs for almost every NFL quarterback
this
season.
And then I do a drop down to the bottom two.
Yes. So you have the top 23 and then 31 and 32. And of course, the thing that jumps out is Zach Wilson at the very bottom, 22.1 QBR.
I think it's the lowest one I've ever seen.
Really?
I honestly, I'll shuffle through all these seasons in a minute, but it honestly is the lowest one I've ever seen.
Yeah. So Zach Wilson, he's not off to a good start, folks.
No, Justin Fields right there with him, though.
23.2. Both aren't off to a good start. This is why you need to sit rookie quarterbacks for a year, folks. You see what I'm saying here?
So what? Give me his number again.
22.1.
Sam Darnold with his horrific year last year, 33. Worst in the NFL.
Yeah. And I got to start Zach Wilson in the flex. This week, the Super Flex this week.
Scary.
Yep, it's a scary thought. It's a
season
scary,
before,
scary
Mason Rudolph the worst.
Mac Jones is even at 50.2, and I haven't even been impressed with him this year.
Josh Rosen, 24.1, his rookie year with Arizona.
Really?
Yep, and then Trevor Siemian, 31. This is going to be the lowest one
ever, it's the
Aaron.
Lowest one. Well, you know, we're heading into week 7.
Yeah, he's got time.
He's got time. Right now, it's not looking too good. He'll have like two really good games. I think that'll get that up a little bit, hopefully. And the other number that jumps out, we've been talking about how Patrick Mahomes hasn't been that great this year. He's number two in the NFL at 70.
No, he's still very good.
Yeah, he's killing the game.
Most shocking one to me, like quarterbacks we thought are having really great seasons. Joe Burrow, 15. Dak Prescott, 16. Teddy Bridgewater, 19.
Well, Joe Burrow, 15. I mean, they're 4-2. 15 is where you'd expect them to be.
But I'm shocked, like, guys like Jameis and Derek Carr are 10-11.
Yeah, Jameis is a little surprising. Carr's a little surprising. Like, Kirk Cousins isn't that surprising to me because I have him in fantasy and I play him every week. So, him at 13 isn't that surprising. But you know who's number one?
Matthew Stafford.
My boy, who everybody keeps telling me to stop. I don't like that Aaron take. It's a bad take. Stop saying it. And Matthew Stafford continues to light it up for the Rams as they're 5-1 on the year.
I'll say this. For everyone right now that is saying Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, or Justin Herbert should be MVP, there's only one person that deserves to be MVP this year if the Rams continue this way.
If the Rams win the division with, like, three losses, yes, Matthew Stafford is the undoubtful MVP.
Yep.
No questions asked. Now, Kyler Murray, another one up there as well. He's third on the list. Maybe the Cardinals are good, but again, we saw this is the exact same thing we saw last year.
Yeah.
Like, almost to a T. And I think around this point is the point where they started to fall off. So who do they play this week? Let's look this up. Because we saw this exact thing last year. They won like 5 or 6 games in a row to start the year.
Houston.
Oh, well, they're going to be 7-0.
Well,
they're not going to lose that game.
Something really scary.
Yeah, happens. They're not going to lose to David Mills.
Then they go Packers, 49ers, Panthers, Seahawks. So 4 fringe playoff teams.
So they'll be 7-0, and then they'll go on a short week to face Aaron Rodgers.
Which I think that's probably where it comes to an end.
Yeah. I don't see Aaron Rodgers losing to Kyler Murray.
No, it seems like the Packers and Aaron Rodgers thrive on that short week.
Well, because they've just got so much experience doing
it. They do. And they just put the offense in his hands on weeks like this.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just, yeah. You're Aaron Rodgers? Okay. Why don't you just
call all the plays at the line. Don't practice. It's going to be fine.
And we'll move on with our day.
Yes.
We'll be on to the Packers play next week. Not this week, but next week. Yeah, that week they'll be like, all right, call the plays. We'll work on the Chiefs for November 7th.
Yes.
We'll be focused on Patrick Mahomes by then.
Ready for this, though? I'm going to throw some pro football focus things off you. So a guy that I've already put in the Hall of Fame 25 games into his career.
Draymond Diggs.
As everyone now knows him in Lakeside Commons as Diggs because I scream like a Banshee.
He did.
That was the loudest I've ever gotten.
No, I've never seen you get that loud in a Cowboys game when he made that interception. And he is on an unreal level right now.
Ready for his pro football focus grade?
Yeah, it's got to be like a 100.
61.9.
Really?
He's the 61st out of 118 cornerbacks.
He's just finding the ball at the right time.
I guess. Coverage grade is 27.
Yeah, because that's the thing, right? Is his coverage really all that good? Or has he just got really good hands and is finding the ball at the right time?
I think he's cheating. I think he's going to get burnt on it. Like, he's gotten burnt so far. So, is it worth it, though?
That's why this is why people don't like pro. This is why people like Jake Johnson don't like Pro Football Focus, because somebody like Trayvon Diggs is making history. He is. He's making history. Nobody's saying he's not.
Yeah.
And they're saying he's not all what he's been made up to be.
And who's right? Probably Pro Football Focus, because I see both sides of this.
I don't know. 7 interceptions.
No, I
think
the 7 interceptions is totally worth it, though. Cheat as much as you want to, get burnt as much as you want to, because the 8 pick sixes a month are worth it.
Turnovers are keys to winning football games.
They are.
And Trayvon Diggs is creating them at a level that we've never seen before. Literally.
No.
We've never seen anything like this before.
Ready for Zach Wilson's pro football focus grade?
I don't want to hear it. What is it?
59.4, 28th in the NFL. You want to know why? His mobility in the pocket. They love that.
Yeah, because he's a playmaker.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. You know, he hasn't been good, but nobody's not saying that he doesn't have talent. Nobody's saying he's a bust.
No, when I see
he's got a cannon for an arm, and he can move around.
And when he rolls right, it's like, okay, he's top 15 quarterback
doing
this.
Get Elijah Moore the ball. you know, like, get Denzel Mims and Elijah Moore the ball, and maybe the grade will go up.
Potentially.
Put the ball in your playmaker's hands. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio.
Ride my bicycle. I want to ride my
Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd here to wrap up the show. I just got a Venmo notification.
How much you get?
No. I didn't get paid. It said, you know what it says?
What?
Richard Valentino liked your payment.
What a tease.
What is that all about? Why is my dad stalking my Venmo account?
Come on, Rich.
It's so weird. My whole family does this, too. Like, I would have to Venmo Michaela Green a lot last year for reasons. And Emily, like, stalked my Venmo account and texted me, why do you keep Venmoing this person? Why are you stalking my Venmo account?
That's really questionable.
That's so weird. Like stalking Instagram accounts, Twitters, Facebook, Venmo?
No, that's questionable.
You want to see where my transactions are coming from?
That's wow. Ready for this? We just played bicycle races.
I got to see what. Yeah. Talk. Well, I got to see what payment this is, though. Talk.
But you're not ready for this. Abby Connolly can't ride a bike.
Really?
Yeah.
I know a couple people that can't ride a bike. It was a Joey Polatsky payment. That's why, because he loves Joey Polatsky. Yeah, and he's never even met Joey Polatsky.
Can we say it on air?
No, yeah. Because we were trying to figure out what we were trying to do one night in like February.
Yeah.
And we were all sitting at like our kitchen table. And I go, Joey, what do you want to do? He goes, I don't know, Aaron. I'm just going to go wherever the vibe takes me.
Yeah.
So a couple months later, we were down the shore and we were trying to figure out what to do. And my dad goes, Joey just texted me. Just got a notification that Richard Valentino liked the Venmo transaction. My dad's like, what do you want to do tonight, Aaron? I go, as my good friend Joey Polatsky once said, I'm going to go wherever the vibe takes me. And now he says that all the time when we're making
Your
plans.
Mom hates it, right?
No, my mom, literally, there was one time where, like, me and Emily were going to go, we're, like, doing something. Like, I had work and she was, like, hanging out with friends or something like that. And my mom and dad were trying to figure out what they're trying to do. And my dad goes, as Joey Polatsky once said, and my mom was like, Rich, you got to stop saying that. It's so great. It's so funny. He'll be here for Geneseo.
Good.
Knicks Celtics tonight, 7:30, 7:45. Tip off in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
That is going to do it for Lad and I. We will see you tomorrow. It'll be a football Thursday tomorrow, so super exciting stuff there. Laker connections tomorrow. Oswego hockey back this weekend. But that's going to do it. We'll wrap up the show. No Hot Corner today. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock.